Welcome to episode 2 of Into the Inferno. My name is Jair James, and I'll be kicking it with you guys today. Before we get into this week's episode, I wanted to remind you that we have 2 home games this weekend, so please come out and support. Volleyball is hosting Florida Memorial Lions at the Furnace at 2 p.m. on Saturday afternoon, and men's soccer will host Trinity at the SCU Soccer Complex. Football has a top 25 matchup this weekend as they travel down to Miami Gardens to play St. Thomas. I got a chance to catch up with some of the guys and see what they've been up to. All right, so we got Debo, Masolas, and Joseph Gonga. How you guys doing today?
Good, good.
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing all right myself, you know what I'm saying? I see you guys all the time around campus. You guys at practice all the time, working hard. You know, it's hot outside. How'd it feel to get the Saturday off last Saturday?
Felt good, man.
Like a little day off, you know, just kind of like rest your body a little bit.
Yeah.
Rest and recovery. It's always good.
Yeah, I heard you guys working a little harder. Me and Debo were talking before we went on air here. You talk about how last week was kind of hard. How did you feel?
I mean, last week, it went pretty chill. Not too much for me regarding, like, harder than me doing the same thing. We always going competing and everything.
So. Right. So I was there last year where you guys played St. Thomas. Honestly, probably one of my favorite games I've been to. You know, I went with you guys pretty much all season. What do you guys remember from that game?
I remember was, like, St. Thomas, you know, it's good. They're a good team and everything, you know.
Right.
So it's like we just, you know, like we play all 4 quarters, you know, and we're going back and forth, but it all depends down to the, you know, last second, you know, the 4th quarter. You know, it's like after 4th quarter, part 4 is up, so we recognize, hey, we got paid through 4th quarter, you know, play
right.
Hard, no matter what, and then that's how we end up winning, just because we didn't give up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
What about you, Bonga? What do you think?
I know. We played all 4 quarters strong. It literally came down to the last quarter. I know we did pretty good on special teams, too. Really, I just remember, like, on the defensive side of things, they're airing the ball out, trying to score. And we just locking everything down, doing what we had to do.
Yeah, I felt like you guys, you know, traded big plays after big plays, but somehow, you know, everybody stayed together. It was actually really cool seeing, like, you know, like they might throw a deep ball or something, but, you know, they don't get in the end zone. And at one point, they didn't even get a kickoff, you know what I'm saying? So that was really cool. We get a fumble at one point as well. So it was a really hard game. You know, it was back and forth, like you guys said. Obviously, I do remember the celebration in the locker room, too. That was huge.
Yeah.
It's like you guys kind of knew that, you know. You guys came a long way because that season did start off kind of rough, right?
Yeah.
Well, what was like the switch for you guys to try to get it back on track?
I think it was just after the Cumberland's game, us realizing that, you know, what we did before, it doesn't really matter. Like, we can still continue off the season and end on the high note.
Right.
Yeah, also, like, you know, it's not about how you start, but how you finish, you know? So, like, yeah, we started off kind of reckless, but, you know, throughout, it was just like, you know, all about finishing hard.
Yeah, you still got that ring, right?
Yeah.
So, you guys play St. Thomas this week. You know, what do you guys think is going to be, how's it going to be different from last year?
You know, I don't think it'll be different. You
right.
know, I feel like, you know, we're both going to play hard, you know what I'm saying? So, it's just come out to the best team that play off of court and, like, whoever wins, you know what I'm saying?
All right. Notion what he's saying, you feel the same
yeah,
way?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, like, you know, us in the office, we hear you guys, you know, all the time on the field. Cause you guys are literally right there. You can see the field from where we're sitting here in the office. Guys look like you're having a lot of fun. What's making football so much more fun these days? How do you keep it fun? How do you stay locked in with that?
I mean, for me, it's pretty much the same thing every day, just interacting with my teammates and everything.
Right.
Just, I don't know. It's really, I don't know.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. It's like, you know, without my brothers or, like, yeah, teenagers or brothers, you know, it's
right.
Just, without them, just, like, I wouldn't, like, really carry myself, like, throughout the practice, you know, it might be, like, a hot day, but, you know, I got my brother carrying me up, like, hey, man, this first practice, this first strong, you know, just keep doing what you gotta do.
Right.
You know.
I know Coach Wall has been here already, he's here for a year already, you know, obviously on your side of the ball, Vonga. How do you guys feel like he's doing as head coach? You guys really, really seem to play hard for him.
I feel like stepping up, he didn't really have like a choice really. He just was put into that position. I feel like he's doing really, really good in that position.
Right.
Yeah, I'll say the same thing.
Okay. How do you guys feel the season's been going as well too?
Season right now, I feel like I'm doing pretty good, you know, before I know, so I can't really say anything.
Can't say anything, right?
Can't really say anything wrong about that, but yeah, like how this is going, just like I said, you know, about how we finish, and she got like finish all the way through. Right. See how it goes there.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't really faced adversity too much, but as it comes along, I feel like we'll stay strong and finish it out. I mean, yeah, just battle really.
Alright, you know, I do appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? That's not a bad answer. It's a pretty good answer. You guys playing it pretty good. A little less about football, more about, you know, you guys. What's something that the school doesn't know about you, Debo? I mean, obviously, we see you at every single sporting event at the school, whether you got pom-poms in your hands, whether you're arguing with referees, or whatever it is. What's something that they may not know about you, obviously, outside of the good charisma guy you are?
I mean, I play music myself, you know.
Word?
Yeah, I play a little saxophone.
I'd never do this.
Yeah, I play for my church back at home, so like, I didn't really like bring back.
So when we do it, like, obviously, like, in camp, and then they do the talent show and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Why you never brought the saxophone?
I mean, I didn't really think about it, man, you know. I was like, I should have brought it with me. I didn't bring it, that's the only thing, you know, but maybe next time I'll play a little performance, you know.
What'd you do this year for the talent show?
Well, me and my teammate Trey Dickerson, we sing Same Girl by Usher and R. Kelly.
Same Girl?
Yeah.
So. Like, same. Now, I know you can play saxophone, but I don't think you sing.
I sing a little bit. Yeah. I think someone got a video of it, but.
Okay, I'm gonna have to go check that
cool.
out.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Talent show?
Yeah.
But you did for talent show, I might as well ask you. You ain't do nothing? You ain't got no talent?
I wouldn't say that. I like to draw.
Okay.
I haven't drawn a minute though. But I guess my first sport was actually soccer, so I'm pretty good at soccer.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I'm learning new things about you guys every day. How long did you play soccer for?
I think I started when I was like 3 or 4, something like that.
Yeah, I was saying that.
You play soccer too?
Soccer, my first sport.
Let me find out, you guys. You know what I'm saying? But y'all over here doing intramural basketball and now soccer. Why are you playing soccer?
I let them have their, you know, that thing. I want to show you.
Okay. Okay.
I saw me kicking field goals in practice. I'm not going to say it's too much.
That is kind of true. I guess I can get you. Classes and everything else going good, though?
Straight.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good maintaining everything. You know, obviously, if you guys still ever need anything, you know, I'm still. Text message, phone call away.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add? Anything else they don't know about you? Obviously, outside of drawing, I kind of just stole actually what you did, had a talent. So, like, is there anything that you would want anybody to know about Joseph Barker? Because you're the quiet guy.
I'm a pretty laid back dude. I mean, I just be chilling for real.
We know that.
No,
yeah.
Know.
So, you're the laid back. You just want them to know you're still the chill dude that you appear to be. Yeah. Okay. I guess.
Yes, you get active on the field.
You acted on the field. That is true. Actually, you know what? I'm going to ask you a question about that as you brought that up. Because you kind of got thrown in the fire your freshman year towards the end of the year. You know, obviously, we had a nice little group, you know, towards the end of that year, 2020. A lot of corners went down. A lot of DBs went down, period. Yeah. You kind of got thrown in the fire. And then from since there, you kind of just hit the ground running. Obviously, you know, some teams like to target you for whatever reason, but you've really been, you know, standing up, growing up, and doing things like that. How has the growth really feel like? Did you feel like you had to grow up fast, or did you feel like once the game kind of slowed down, you're able to just get to it?
I mean, starting from freshman year, our old coach McNutt, he really just said, like, how, even though I was a freshman, like, you're not a freshman anymore. Just something, like, so yep. From the start, basically, like, fall camp, just coming into college, he basically...
That's a fact.
Like I've been here for a little minute.
So you feel like a lot of things that he said to this day still stick with you? I feel like,
yeah.
Okay, that's really cool. That's really cool here. No, I know for a fact, me and Donnie have been extremely impressed with, like, the way you've been playing. So, like, we do like that. Like, it's a short-term memory. You know what I'm saying? It's 4 quarters of the game. And, you know, you stand up and make the plays, especially when they count.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. You scared me a little bit when you picked the ball off. I was on air, like, yo, just get down. You know, you get smacked by one of them, you know, old linemen and cough up the ball. Like, you're going to ruin your highlights.
I
know. I understand. That was cool. I'm proud of both you guys, honestly. It's good to see you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course. Obviously, you know, we'll keep talking. You know, as the year goes on, we obviously we'll have our own locker room talk how we normally do. No problem. So, it's good to see y'all, though.
Sure.
So, thank you guys.
Yeah.